Blog Talk Radio.
Fresh wind blowing this room. Fresh wind blowing this room. Fresh wind blowing this room. Holy Ghost fire. Fresh wind blowing.
Hallelujah. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. We have some technical. I'm here. Technical difficulties. Praise the Lord. I'm going to keep talking. I think I'm on with you all. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Friday. Friday. Thank the Lord. TGI Friday. Or TGIF. I'm sorry. Thank God it's Friday. We're grateful to God for another Friday, another ending to this. And just so thank God. For that fresh wind blowing and just calling it what it is, Holy Ghost fire. I pray that you have had a great and impactful and powerful weekend, that this week has been exciting for you, and that you have grown, that you have seen the hand of God, and that you have grown, and that you recognize your growth, because I think we grow all the time. But recognizing that growth sometimes is different. But I pray that you recognize the growth that God has been taking you through, the open doors that he has been blessing you with, the ways that he has been making. And I pray that you begin to move quickly into the direction that God is calling you towards the growth that you have been believing him for. And I'm grateful to God because it has been a great week. It has been a week with ups and downs and difficulties, but it has been a week that I recognize the hand of God. It's been a week that I've seen God's hand. I've watched God do some things in the lives of other people that they didn't think God would do. And so it has been just a blessing. It has been a blessing. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph, gives us the victory. Amen. Are you walking in victory? You are walking in victory. You want to be fighting from the place of victory. You're not fighting for victory. You're not trying to be victorious. You are victory. And you are fighting from the place of victory. It's already yours. I'm praying that you continue to walk in the power of God and in the newness of life. Amen. Amen. This weekend, we are inviting you to worship with us at one of our three services, 8 a.m., 9:45, and our East New York location. This is on the corner of Newlands and Pennsylvania. Just Hope Christian Center right there on the corner. Only 11:30 service at Spring Creek Campus, which is 1065 Elton Street, which is where we have service inside of the school auditorium. That school right there in the corner. Come on in and be blessed by the word and by the songs that we sung and the time that we spend in prayer. I pray that you be blessed. We welcome you and to those services, and believe God to meet you at those services. We believe God to meet you whatever service you choose. When you get there, you're going to run right into the presence of God. He's going to bless you. He's going to grow you. He's going to challenge you. He's going to confront you. He's going to love you. That's what I pray. You will experience the love of God that transforms our lives, that you'll experience that love, and that you'll begin to grow, walk, and be directed. Amen, amen. Time to grow. That's it right there. It's time to grow, not time to go. It's time to grow. It's time to grow in your faith, grow in your dream, grow in your love, grow in your compassion, grow in your wisdom and your ideas. It's time to grow. It's time to grow to the point that God get glory out of your life, no matter what it looks like. It's time to grow. It's time to believe God for that next level that you have been praying for. It's time for you to begin to grow into it. Time for you to begin to walk it, walk in the newness of life. Amen, amen. Time for you to begin to challenge yourself to help others grow. You want to see people become who God has called them to be. As you become who God has called you to be, you want to see people become who God has called them to be. You want them to develop into the person that you know God has called them to be. And there's nothing quite more exhilarating than helping people to become what God has called them, helping people to become what God wants them to be, helping people to grow. Nothing like yourself developing as a disciple and then helping others to develop as a disciple. And so we thank God because you are growing again. It's time for us to grow. It's time for us to believe God. It's time for you to see the growth and recognize that God really is on your side. God really is directing you. God really is speaking life. God has done for you. Just freely give it to someone else. God has protected you. Freely give protection. God has loved you, so freely give love. God has anointed you, so freely give information. God has lifted you, so freely give words of encouragement. Whatever God has done for you, whatever God has given you, the key is to freely give that to others. God has blessed you, so just freely bless other people. And I think you begin to see the difference, and you begin to see God's hands and his blessings in your life, and that you will begin to recognize that God really is using you for more than you thought. And I believe that, that is the case. So this weekend, as you prepare to go into the weekend, I'm praying that you would just ask God to bless your work, bless your hand. Bless the things that you have set before him. Bless the people that you're going to really lift and help. Ask God to give you wisdom, give you grace, give you open doors. And as he does it, and he's going to do it, but as God opens those doors, I want you to be free with the doors you help people walk through. Be free with the things that you help people
to accomplish. Don't give it grudgingly. Be free with the information that God has blessed you with. Trust God with all your heart. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Oh, grateful to you for your love and kindness. Grateful to you for all that you are doing. Grateful, God, that you have never left us nor forsaken us. Grateful that you continue to bless us. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you would help us to grow so that we can help others to grow. Help us to walk in wisdom so that we can help others to walk in wisdom. Help us, God, to walk in your grace so that we can help others to step into the grace that you are blessing us with. Now, God, we pray that as we develop and grow, as we become who you have called us to be, let us not be satisfied until we are helping somebody else. Help us to recognize that that's what this whole journey is about. This whole journey is about helping others to become who you have called them to be. So let us not become satisfied just getting our own information. Let us not become satisfied just growing in our own way. Let us not become satisfied just being blessed. But God, let us keep pushing until we too see other people walk in their blessing, until we too see other people stand up in their own power and grace, until we see other people become who you've called them to be. Help us, Lord God, to continue to love people as you have loved us. Help us to continue to freely open doors for people because you freely opened doors for us. And so, God, no matter where we find ourselves this weekend, no matter what we find ourselves in this weekend, we pray that you would be glorified. We pray that you would be lifted and that you would be in the midst of everything that we do, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us that we might develop other people. Fall fresh on us that we might become who you have called us to be. Fall fresh on us that we might become your witness. We want to witness you to other people in our own little world. But God, we want to also do it, stretch outside of the world that we live in. We want to lift up your name. We want to make you known to the world. We want to speak to the point that people recognize it is not us. We stand behind the grace and the love and the power of Almighty God. So God, can reveal that to us this weekend. I pray that you be glorified. I pray that you be lifted up as prayers will be answered, and that they will not look to us, but they would look to you. That they would not grow in our wisdom, but they'd grow in your wisdom. They would not become like us, but they become like you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you as we grow. Thank you for the privilege of growth. Thank you for helping others and using us to help others to grow. In Jesus' name, bless our services, God. Speak life in all of our services. Wherever people gather to worship you and the beauty of holiness, would you please be in the midst on this weekend whenever they worship, no matter what day that worship is, they lift your name, bless and be in the midst. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Make sure that you are in worship this weekend. Make sure that you find time to give God a portion of what he's given you. God has given you life. So give him a portion of your life this weekend in lifting him up. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Bye.